With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Talks in Florida Sunday described as candid and productive. President Trump welcomed Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky to the state. And Mr. Trump was quick to point out Russian President Vladimir Putin has not yet agreed to a ceasefire.
But I think we're finding ways that we can get around that. But I understand President Putin from that standpoint. You know, you have to understand the other side. And, you know, I'm on the side of peace. I'm on the side of stopping the war. So, but I think that's a problem that's going to get solved, yeah.
The president says he's had a very productive conversation with the Russian president earlier in the day.
President Putin was very generous in his feeling toward Ukraine succeeding, including supplying energy, electricity, and other things at very low prices. So a lot of good things came out of that call today. But they were in the works for 2 weeks with Steve and with Jared and Marco and everybody.
Top diplomats from Thailand and Cambodia have started talks in China to address their border dispute. That meeting comes after a new ceasefire was signed, halting weeks of fighting that has claimed the lives of more than 100 people and displaced nearly a half million more. Talks mediated by China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi aim to ensure lasting peace. China, along with the United States and Malaysia, seeks to mediate that crisis. Authorities say two helicopters crashing in midair in southern New Jersey Sunday, killing one person, leaving another critically injured. Hamilton Police Department says rescue teams responded to a report of the incident just before noon. Video from the scene shows a helicopter spinning rapidly toward the ground. This is SRN News. A look at America's religiously unaffiliated.
The Pew Research Center has been asking the 29% of America's population that is atheist, agnostic, or followers of no particular faith how they were raised. And the report finds about two-thirds of them were raised in some kind of religious tradition, mostly Protestant Christianity. Only one-third were raised by parents who were religiously unaffiliated. That means a lot of these people had some experience with faith early in life. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Toronto man arrested on charges of planning attacks on Jewish people and also facing charges for two failed kidnappings of women. Royal Canadian Mounted Police arresting Waleed Khan for providing property and social media accounts knowing they would be used by ISIS. Khan and two other men have also been arrested for offenses targeting women and members of the Jewish community. This is SRN News. Millions of Americans struggling as international aid cuts sever a lifeline many relied on for food and heating.
One resident in Kabul earns as much as $6 a day, selling socks in the Afghan capital. He's one of many affected by the halt in U.S. aid to programs like the World Food Program. The International Committee for the Red Cross says nearly half the Afghan population needed aid in 2025. The return of millions of refugees has exacerbated the situation, putting pressure on already scant resources.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Voters in Myanmar have gone to the polls in the first phase of that country's general election. Polls are being held under military rule amid a civil war in the country. Final results will not be known until after two more rounds of voting are completed by the end of January. This is SRN News.